Hey there, Wayne Henderson from MediaVoiceOvers.com/podcast with a Just Sayin' Audio Boo for Fringecasting with Wayne and Dan. Wanted to kind of put out some quick initial reactions to the season 3 finale of Fringe, and I want to hear your initial reactions as well as your thoughts and theories. So give us a call on the Fringecasting voicemail line at 904-469-7469. Once again, that's 904-469-7469. We'll play them on the upcoming episode of the Fringecasting with Wayne and Dan podcast. So basically, wow, a lot of things to discuss and ponder. I thought it was a really good episode, though I'm a little let down by thinking that basically nothing we saw happen in 2024 ever happened, except for maybe in Peter's memory, and now he's gone. Is Peter Bishop really gone? I'm also wondering, you know, what did you learn from Fringe this week? What kind of rating would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10? And the big question, now that we're left with all of this stuff everywhere after this crazy episode, is what do you think is going to be the first scene that we see in season 4 of Fringe? Because I'm wondering if some of these final scenes were tweaked and refilmed after, the fact that they found out they were renewed for a fourth season. Did that change anything? Or is this exactly how it was going to end all along? It's kind of the same paradox that maybe Peter Bishop's going through. Did they go back in time and tamper with things? I'm just throwing it all out there. I definitely want to know what you're thinking, because we've got some questions and we've got some things to try to figure out. Oh, it's going to be good to try to throw out all the theories, sort them all out, figure out what on earth is going on. We've got the observers there at the end saying that Peter never existed. And what's the deal with that room that we've got Walter and Walternet in, Olivia and Folivia, and it's kind of, I guess, a bridge is the way they described it, that Peter built when he made tears in both universes. What I want to know is Walter and Walternet and Brandon and Folivia, are all of them kind of stuck in that room, or are they going to be able to travel around between the universes? And that's kind of like a big intersection. It just kind of makes me wonder. These are initial thoughts, and so I have to really kind of sort it out. I want to hear your thoughts, because that'll help sort it out for me. So again, the listener voicemail here in the States is area code 904-469-7469. Outside of the U.S., we want to hear from you as well. Just record some audio, attach it to an email, and send it off to Wayne@MediaVoiceOvers.com, and we will totally stretch this out and play all the great listener feedback on the next episode of Fringecasting with Wayne and Dan, and we will see you there, lost out on the fringe.